the Business on RTE Radio 1 with AIB. You see it, we help you do it. AIB, for the life you're after.
Well, Karen's family is just one of many that emigrated to Australia. As we all know well, it remains a popular destination. Almost 11,000 Irish people moved there in the last year, a 100% increase on the previous year. Recently, the Australian ambassador warned that it's a tough place to find work and accommodation. And he said in many ways, emotionally and culturally, it's harder than Ireland. But is that how young Irish emigrants feel about it? She from Mulqueen has been finding out.
Yeah, you can't get away from us Irish over in Australia. We're everywhere. I turned on the radio and there was this news reader. She was Irish. I sat back and I was like, Jesus, like listening to the Shannonside community notices. I might as well have been driving down the back roads of Granard, not the back roads of Gladstone and Queensland. It's home in
Longford I'll be. Biomedical engineer Tanya Farrell is from County Longford. She made the move down under in 2023 to play in the Australian Football League and has found herself making many career changes along the way.
When you first land in Australia, Osher, you haven't a clue. You're just like, everybody wants to be a traffic controller. Everybody wants to be a bricklayer. And there's so much opportunity to do absolutely anything. Like I've been through from a gardener at the beginning. Now I'm a maintenance planner in a big aluminium refinery. You know, so employers are excited to see people with loads of different backgrounds. And it's, you know, it's actually quite a fun place to find different work in because there's so many different opportunities.
But for Tanya, one of the most memorable jobs to date was her farm work.
I have horses back home and I've always grown up on a farm. So I kind of got on to seeing if I could combine the two. And then I found this thing called mustering. You know, we worked over at a farm that was 1.6 million acres. So it's 16 hours north of Perth and our nearest town was an 8-hour return trip. So basically we'd have to round the cattle up and put them in these temporary pens we'd put up and then they'd get put in trucks and get back to the main farm and sold or whatever they were doing with them. These cattle would be chasing cattle through drains and, you know, proper on horses, like galloping round, like you'd see in like the old Western films. They use these helicopters to round up the cattle over there, right? You wouldn't believe it. I didn't believe it until I landed to the farm and they were like, oh yeah, the choppers are coming. I was like, here, you're pulling my leg. I was like, what are you on about? The choppers are coming. And all of a sudden, these two choppers dropped down. And then they'd be whizzing round in these helicopters, gathering and pushing up the cattle into these yards. There'd be two-year-old cows and bulls that had never seen a human before. Absolutely wild. So all I'd say is my father would be well happy to have me home. I'd be well able to help him with the tame bullocks he deals with.
The economy is just about keeping its head above water. Like in Ireland, we've seen interest rates go up, inflation is high. You do sense that things are slowing down, but you've got unemployment hovering around 4%, which is very low, and there is a skills shortage.
Deputy opinion editor at the Sydney Morning Herald, founder of the Irish Echo, and Navan native Billy Cantwell.
The Australian birth rate is down, so the population is shrinking. So Australia really needs immigrants for the economy to grow.
Like even my sister heading, her friends have just arrived today, you know, 5 or 6 of them. So it's kind of once the first one out of the friend group, one of us makes the move, it might encourage others. So I think it's just kind of like a knock-on effect.
Communications graduate Cliona Cooley moved to Sydney earlier this year and is working in an engineering and consultancy company.
I found that it was easiest to go through recruitment agencies to find a job. I had a 5-minute chat with one girl. As the call went on, we discovered more and more, and she was from Artane and I was from Santry. Turns out we both went to the same secondary school. I think from then on she was eager to get me started and get my foot in the door somewhere.
Neighbours, everybody needs good neighbours.
Rent is similarly expensive. Like a house, a 3-bedroom house in Malahide, that goes for about 3,000 euro per month. Now, if you're talking about a 3-bedroom house in Bondi, that's about 5,200 euro per month. That's much more expensive, obviously, but then wages are higher here. So a graduate teacher in their first year, their starting salary is about 95,000 Australian. That's about 60,000 euro. Australia, of course, thinks this is great because they are getting people who are shovel ready, paid for by somebody else's taxpayers. I mean, it's a real win-win for Australia, but it should be keeping Irish politicians up at night, I think.
I was working in engineering back home, and then I did pick up engineering work over here. It was actually an 80 to 90% increase on what I was earning back home. Cost of living is that little bit higher, but you're still, your margin for how much more money you're earning is, it's crazy.
Australia is desperate for engineers, for tradies, particularly for electricians and painters. The other area, of course, is healthcare. And if you go to any hospital or emergency room anywhere in Australia, put a bet on it that you're going to be encountering somebody with an Irish accent. Particularly in Sydney, the tech sector is expanding. We're close to Japan, we're close to China. There's a housing crisis as well here. So the government has set a very, very high benchmark of building hundreds of thousands of new dwellings over the next 5 years. So they need the skills to build those properties.
My name is Valeria Zahareva. I am originally from Dingle, County Kerry, 22 years of age, and I'm currently living in Winton, Queensland in the Outback.
Valeria is currently completing her 88 days of regional work in a remote hotel, something that's mandatory if you want to work for a second year in Australia.
When you think of Australia, you obviously think of sunshines and rainbows and going to the beach and the surf club. At the end of the day, it's honestly really hard work.
Sunny. Yesterday my life was filled with rain.
What I'm doing at the moment, I'm doing an all-rounder job. So basically housekeeping, reception, bar, kitchen hand sometimes. I could be a plumber one day, I could be a bloody mechanic the next. I could be fitting in a washing machine. But I was very surprised when the washing machine did work, and it actually is still working. I'm like, I've done a great job, 'tis grand now.
But there can be downsides to working down under, even on your commute.
One day I was out for a jog after work, and go down this path. I was like, oh God, there's nobody really around here. I was like, what's going on? I looked up and I'd seen this sign that said, beware crocodiles spotted in this area in the last 5 days. And it kind of made sense.
I swear to God, I turned around on my heels so quick and ran as fast as I could that 100% would have made the Community Games finals in Athlone.
I was up trying to fix a windmill at one stage, and it was 42 degrees out, right? No wind, dry heat. Redback spiders, which are actually, they're lethal, they will kill you. A couple of snakes and pythons, and they have the kookaburras, which is these certain type of birds that will wake you up at 4 o'clock in the morning on the dot every morning. So they're your wake up call.
The biggest drawback for Cleana is the distance.
And there's an element of guilt, you know, leaving your family and your friends behind. I have a nana, her name is Carmel. If she could travel to Australia, she would be on a plane, you know, so we fit in the FaceTime with her every few weeks as well, you know, to keep her in the loop. When am I coming home? That would be a common question. I think they're waiting for me to say, this is terrible, I'm coming. That's the ask. Homesickness comes in waves. You know, when you get it bad, you do get it bad, but it's just very far. Ultimately, home is definitely where the heart is. And I will make my return, but I'm just not quite sure when, just yet.
But in the meantime, a message to home.
I'm missing my baby brother, Daniel. Your sister loves you very, very much. I can't wait to come home and play with you.
Hopefully, Dad, I'll see you just before New Year, so at least one of your daughters will be able to help you father the cattle back home. And, Mam, I have a heap of washing for you.
She from O'Queen reporting there. And lovely to hear our former broadcast coordinator, Cleana Cooley, among those voices.